Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to have you joining us again at Burden and Blessing for our 40 Days of Hope. During these 40 days, we are digging into different passages of Scripture and having a conversation about the importance of these verses and how they apply to our daily lives. I'm Nathaniel Mayhew, and joining me today is Pastor Mark Tiefel. Mark, do you want to take us into our passage for today?
Yeah, our passage is Mark 10, verse 27. We're going to read out of the ESV this morning. That passage says, Jesus looked at them and said, "With man it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Many of our listeners are going to be familiar with this verse. It's one of those very memorable verses of the Gospels. And what I'd like to highlight this morning is really where we find our hope in this verse. What this passage is really telling us is the teaching of what we call the omnipotence of God. That means that God is all-powerful, as Jesus indicates that all things are possible with God. God is able to do anything he pleases, anything he wants. But from our perspective, there's not hope simply in the truth of the omnipotence of God, because we are sinners. When we realize what God says about sin and that he demands justice and divine punishment, there's not a lot of hope when it comes to an all-powerful God. We need something more about God to give us hope for our lives as sinners. And that's where the rest of the context, I think, comes in, because what this is really talking about is not just the omnipotence of God, but the reliability of God as trustworthy, trustworthy for us. The question that Jesus is answering here was directed at his 12 disciples, and they asked him in the preceding verse, "Who can be saved?" This was the context here is when Jesus was talking about how much it's difficult for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples' reaction to this, well, Lord, if that's the case, who then can be saved? And Jesus reminds them, it's all things are possible with God. So by Jesus' very answer, he's telling the disciples his power is not just directed at, you know, things of his will, but it's directed at being merciful to us as well. It's directed at our salvation. It is impossible for us to be saved on our own because of our sin. And that's the lesson that Jesus was telling his disciples. And his power then is put together with his mercy. And that's where we find a lot of hope for our lives as sinners. What do you think of and what do you pick out of this passage when you read it, Nathaniel?
Well, I appreciate, Mark, that you brought out that there are two ways of viewing God, especially in connection with his power. Because you're right, if we just consider the fact that God is all-powerful, if we realize that we're sinful, that's not a pleasant situation, realizing that he can bring judgment against us. But in the context of this particular passage, we also realize that God uses his power not just in divine judgment of sin, but in this case, in bringing divine mercy through his Son. We can't accomplish our own salvation. There's nothing that we can do in order to complete the work that God requires of us. With men, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. And throughout the Scriptures, that's a common theme, this idea of the power of God, which he uses in his concern for human beings. We see that in the creation of the world. We see it in the redemption of the world as well through the cross of Christ. And how fitting that is as we think about Good Friday and Easter and the victory that God has won, which was only possible with him. There's a lot of comfort and a lot of hope for us in that verse. You want to close this with prayer?
Yeah, let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we know very clearly that you are all powerful. We see your power in the world around us. We see your design in the creation. We feel your wisdom and what you've put in our hearts through our conscience. We know the boundaries of your law. Lord, your power speaks to us in every area of our lives and every day of our lives. We see examples of that. Our prayer this morning is that we would have confidence and hope in the words and promises of our Savior Jesus, as we see one such promise here in Mark chapter 10, that all things are possible with God. We ask, Lord, that you would help us see that with eyes of faith, and not just with the senses that see your power in the world around us. Help us to understand and to trust that you use your power to accomplish your will, but you also use it in connection with your mercy and grace for fallen sinners like us. As we continue to think about the cross of Christ during this time of our lives, help us really see and recognize the great power that is there for our lives, for our faith, and that he has won for us the forgiveness of our sins. He has accomplished what was impossible for us to accomplish. Lord, give us assurance and hope in such a divine truth that could only come from you. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.